Good morning. It is 7 o'clock on Friday. I am thinking about the dreams that I had last night, and I'm thinking that I wish it were Saturday so I did not have to go to work. I'm thinking I wish I could sleep a little more. I'm tired. It's been a big couple days, and I'm feeling tired, but I'm also feeling excited that we get the keys to our new house today. So I'm excited and nervous, and I wish I didn't have to go to work because I just want to go to the house. But it's sunny out, and I'm excited to have another beautiful day here. So I'm feeling good. I hit snooze, so it's a kind of a leisurely wake up, and I'm feeling pretty good. It's 11 o'clock, and I'm feeling pretty good. It is a good day at work. I'm actually thinking about work, just walking down the hallway and thinking that I'm fortunate I'm working on a good case, and I'm enjoying the lead that I work with, and it's an interesting day. I'm also thinking about an electrician for the house and if we should go with kind of the friend of a friend or the person that came recommended. So I guess I'm a little scattered thinking about various things, but I am feeling good and energetic and happy. It's 2 o'clock on Friday, and I am feeling good and energetic and motivated. Work is going really well today. I had a fun lunch with my friend at work, Denise, and this fun yogurt spot. It was fun. We got to visit and sit in the sun. What am I thinking about? I'm kind of scattered. Just sent an email to a friend about house projects and electrical stuff and refinishing the floors. And then we get the keys to the house tonight, so I'm super excited and planning what we're going to do. And so that's all spinning around in my head every so often, but I'm also actually feeling good about work today and interested and motivated. So overall, I'm feeling very good. It's 4 o'clock, and I just found out that Greg is on his way to pick up the keys to our house, so I'm super excited and a little nervous, and I'm feeling like I'm not going to be able to get through the next hour and 20 minutes of work without thinking about the new house. I'm super excited to get over there and start going and projecting and feeling like it's ours. So I'm feeling good and a little nervous, but excited and happy and ready to go. I am excited. I'm ready to pick up the keys for my new house. I'm meeting Greg and Seth, our real estate agent, in just a couple minutes, and I can't find a place to park, and I'm giddy and nervous, and I just want to leave the car, but I'm trying to be calm and methodical. So I am feeling crazy and nervous and excited, and I just want to get there and be. I can't wait. My thinking and feeling. I'm thinking about where to park and how excited I am to go to the house, and just giddy and excited and not nervous anymore, and I'm just excited. I feel like I need to like sign off or something. I don't know. I'm nervous. I'm totally distracted. We're on our way to the house. I'm feeling excited and nervous and fun and giddy, and I can't wait. I'm a little nervous, but I'm super excited. I'm in the house now with friends. It's so fun. I love it. It's so exciting, and I'm nervous and excited, but I'm so proud, and we're having a good time, and I'm just excited, and I love it. We're at the the new house, and I am thinking, oh my goodness, I cannot believe this is actually our house. Ah, crazy. I'm so excited, and it's just, it's completely unreal. Like, this doesn't actually feel like where we live, and this is odd. Our kind of new friends are here, and it's just fun and interesting, but it doesn't feel like ours, and I don't know, we've had some drinks. It's just fun and crazy, and I'm super excited to be here, and it is what it is. We're on our way back to the house. I'm so excited with our new friends, Seth and Alyssa, and I can't wait. It's going to be, I'm nervous and I'm excited, and it's just a crazy experience. It's like the biggest, craziest thing ever, but it's also, I'm trying to be mellow and not be worried, and I'm so excited. We're on our way. We're driving back from our new house. It was so fun and so exciting. And oddly enough, we had a smidge too much wine, and so we're thinking, oh, where will we go for a snack? I am thinking, oh my, it doesn't even actually feel like our house, and it's crazy that it is. And I am feeling excited. I'm just excited. I can't wait to go back tomorrow. We're on our way home from our house back to our apartment. We had a fabulous, fun evening. New friends. I'm super excited about our new friends. It's crazy. I'm kind of relieved to be coming home, but I'm also really nervous because it's like a new, I don't know, it's like peaceful and normal, and this is what we do. We stop at Jack in the Box and then we come home, and this is our normal, and I don't know, our new normal is going to be different, and it's crazy and odd, and so I'm a little scared. I'm excited, and I don't know, we'll see. But it feels so good to lay in bed and relax and think about all the millions of things we should be doing. But it feels so good to just lay here and do nothing, stay in bed. I feel kind of guilty because I should have gotten up and we have so much going on. A million things to do. But then I think it's okay to just relax and lay here and be. We've got some busy weeks coming up, so just trying to enjoy a low-key, mellow morning. I am in the process of taping plastic around all of the walls as we get ready to scrape the popcorn off of the ceilings, so we are hot and but we're getting a much better system down. We're taping all the rooms with all plastic and dusty and tape, and but it's fun. It's progress, and I feel motivated to kind of get it all done. And so we're having fun. It's good teamwork, and we're becoming more efficient with each room we do, so it's fun. What a way to spend my birthday. But we're having fun. I'm thinking it's gonna be a ton of work and it goes slowly, but it's all gonna be worth it in the end. So I'm feeling good and happy. I'm a little tired. I'm a little stressed right now. I'm just returned from buying a ton of stuff at Target and the grocery store so we can not have to leave the house to get food and drinks and all that stuff. So we can work hard. So I'm getting ready to go back in the house, and I am nervous to see how much Craig has gotten done, and I hope it's all going well. We're so meticulous about taping and plasticking, so I hope everything's going well and it's safe, and I hope this is a safe, smart process. To have professionals come in and do it was super expensive, so we're going to do it ourselves, which it's fun, but it makes me a little nervous and stressed too, so we will see. Then I'm trying to coordinate with Mom when we're going to get together for my birthday, so I just am trying to figure it all out, so I'm a little... I guess I'm starting to get that overwhelmed feeling, but it's not too bad yet, so I'm okay. Oh, we are headed over to Mom's for dinner. I'm excited to just relax and be mellow. Now, there's a part of me that thinks, oh my gosh, we should keep working. But we got a lot done, and it doesn't make sense to start another project, so we are headed over to Vashon. Gonna have a relaxing evening, and then we are going to come back and work in the morning. So I'm feeling excited and a little overwhelmed. We have a lot to do, but I'm feeling good. I'm excited. It's my birthday, and I got my cute cards and a new house, so can't beat that. I've gotten calls from everyone, and just a happy, positive day. I'm Mom, and it's so funny, we both just looked at the clock and said it's 8 o'clock, time to go do our little speaking. Cooking dinner for my birthday with salmon on the barbecue, and I'm so excited. I wish Lynn's were here. It's like the perfect relaxing end to an evening, so I'm feeling peaceful, yet a little excited, but just relaxed and mellow and happy to be here and happy to be spending the night and have Greg and Mom. I just wish Lynn's were here. The sun is kind of cloudy, but sunny, and it's pretty, and the wind is out, and we're having fabulous champagne. So it's a fabulous day, fabulous night. We just had a great cake and ice cream and a wonderful birthday dinner. So nice. I'm feeling full and peaceful and relaxed. Just a good evening. We had a great dinner with salmon on the grill, and it was so yummy. It's good salmon, bread, mushrooms, bok choy, good champagne, and then had yummy ice cream and cake, and it's just peaceful and happy and so comfortable and content, and we're going to get up in the morning and go back to our house and do some more work. It's just fun. I am happy and peaceful and excited. So peaceful out. Sitting on the deck at Mom's, and it's the wind died down, and there's a full moon and kind of this crazy cloudy sky, and the waves are lapping. We just had a great evening, good champagne, good food. It's fun. I just feel so mellow and relaxed and peaceful and ready to climb into bed and snuggle with Greg and wake up and go back to our house and start working. It's a perfect night. Got to hang out with Mom, got to hang out with Greg, got to have good food, accomplish things, but relax. It was just a good balance of a day. And I feel peaceful and relaxed. The alarm just went off. It's Sunday morning. Focus asleep. Stayed up, Mom. She can hear the water, and it was raining earlier. So it's quiet and relaxing. I would love to stay in bed and sleep all day. I feel like like I want to sleep somewhere. I'm having weird dreams though, so I don't know, I might get up. It's about like friends and strange things. So I may get up. I don't know. We're just pulling off the ferry from Mom's house. We are getting ready to work and do some serious wallpaper stripping. So I'm excited and ready to get working. It was a good, peaceful morning, so I'm ready to work. Greg and I are scraping the popcorn off the ceilings, and I was doing the taping, and he's doing the scraping, and we're starting to drive each other crazy. Stressful, snapped, everything's fine. So I was feeling anxious, but that's going to happen, and I just can't let it spiral. So I'm thinking, this is normal, this is okay, I need to just relax about it, everything's fine, he apologized. And now I'm thinking and feeling that it's kind of stressful and overwhelming, but we're both feeling the same way, and everything's going to be fine. We are stripping wallpaper. It's actually going relatively well, so I'm feeling good. There's a ton of stuff still to do in the next week, so I'm a little overwhelmed and kind of stressed as to how we're going to get it all done, but it's fun, and we're getting a ton of stuff done, so I'm feeling good about the volume of things we're getting done. So I'm feeling accomplished. I'm thinking about all the other things we have to do. I am feeling great. The wallpaper is coming off in sheets in the master bedroom. It's fabulous. We did the dining room, and it was coming off in tiny little strips, and it was horrible. But the master bedroom is just coming off in huge sheets, and we pulled out the carpet and cedar hardwood floors, and oh, it feels so good to get it all done. It looks so different. It's hilarious. We found pink shag in the one bedroom and yellow shag in the other bedroom. Too funny. I can't wait to see what's under the wallpaper in the red room. So I'm feeling excited and energetic. I wish I didn't have to go to work tomorrow so I could stay and do more. It's exciting and thrilling. Oh, we just got home from a huge day of work and we're exhausted. Trying to pull some stuff together for dinner and get organized for the week. I feel tired and a little sore, but I'm so glad we got a ton of stuff done. It feels great. Just kind of thinking about this week and just trying to be mellow because I know this week is going to be crazy. So I'm thinking about a to-do list, but also just relaxing and feeling good to be home. I'm laying in bed and I'm actually reading, kind of trying to quiet my mind. I'm tired, but I feel like I need to kind of decompress. So I'm laying here reading and I'm trying not to think of anything though. I'm reading a garden article and I'm thinking, oh, so much yard work. Now I'm thinking about new plants, which is absolutely outrageous. So I'm trying to get through this magazine, which makes it sound like I'm not relaxing, but it kind of is because it's sort of making my mind quiet. I set the alarm for my chat. Not sure if I was thinking or dreaming. I'm just relaxed. I am getting ready for work. Feels like I didn't get enough sleep last night, so I'm tired and wish that I could get more sleep. I'm a little, I don't know, feeling some trepidation at how long this week is going to feel because I'm going to try to work extra this week and take Friday off, and Greg's gonna spend nights at the house getting everything ready, and so I'm a little nervous, but I'm also super excited. It's gonna be sunny, so that makes me feel better. I don't know, we'll see. I am at work and I am thinking about being at the house. I wish I was there to get work done. I am trying to focus and do my job, but it's difficult. But Sunny and I just want to be out of here and the new house working. So I'm not very focused, not excited to be here. I just wish I could get out of here. Oh my goodness, why are people so nutty at work? People drive me totally crazy. I'm feeling good, fine, whatever. I was just talking to Denise, which was fun. She's funny. But everyone else makes me bonkers. I wish I could be at home, my new house, working and cleaning and doing. It's going to be a long day, especially because these lunatics make me crazy. Oh, I'm thinking I wish I was not at work. I actually just got an email with some pictures from a trip to Mexico and New Year's last year, and they were horrible, horrible pictures, and I'm thinking I just want to go home and do something about the way I look. Never a good feeling, so I'm feeling gross. Like, someone should have told me I looked like that. So that feels bad, but I just want to leave here and go to the house and start working on stuff. At least I feel better if I'm doing something. I am on my way to go move my car so I can work for 30 more minutes and get my full day in. Ugh, I wish I didn't have to have a job. So bummed. Okay, I'm a little nervous. I've only been at the house for an hour and we're already going home. Poor Greg is super tired and doesn't feel well. He has a really bad stomach ache and then I sliced my hand. So I think, well, I know we're headed home. And then what I'm hoping to do is clean the apartment tonight and just be able to come back over to the house in the morning. I'm a little nervous because we didn't get anything, well, we didn't get nearly as much as we'd hoped to get done. So it means we still have a shitload of stuff to do. Oops, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. We need to get a ton of stuff done in the next couple days. I'm just a little nervous about how that's going to happen, so I'm kind of stressed. I wish I could just take the day off and do this, which I guess I could, but I really shouldn't. We'll manage to get it done. I'm cleaning our apartment. It actually feels good to kind of get in here and then nitty-gritty and clean. I haven't done it in a while, so it feels good. Poor Greg is sick, so I feel bad for him. I hope he gets better. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by the volume of cleaning and that I have to go to work in the morning. I'm just not sure quite how we're going to get it all done. But I am working. I'm just finishing up cleaning. I'm feeling tired and like I'm ready to go to sleep. I'm thinking there's a lot still to do, but I'm thinking that it's probably a good idea to get some sleep. I tend to do that obsessive thing when I'm cleaning and focus on random things. So I got some things done really well and other things not so well. So I'm feeling tired and I think I'm gonna go to bed here in the next, hour. It was a short night last night, up early getting ready for work. Obviously, I feel like I wish I could sleep in and not go in, but it is sunny and pretty out, so I am ready to tackle another day of work. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, so I'm nervous that I'm going to get tired in the middle of the day. That's the worst when I start to want to fall asleep at work. We've got lots to get done, so I'm trying to stay motivated. I am actually feeling really awake right now. I'm not super tired, so that makes me happy. I am at work, and it is, the day is moving along. I found some cool pictures of the kitchen that I really liked. That kind of inspires me. People I usually have lunch with are kind of obnoxious, so I don't really feel like doing that. But I may go sit outside in the sun and be mellow out there. So I'm feeling fine, good. I kind of wish I was at the house working, getting stuff done, or outside, but not a bad day at work overall. Thinking about work. I am still at work. I am just thinking that I'm bored and I wish something interesting would happen so I could have something to think about. I'm just trying to get through my work. I'm thinking I have like 4.5 hours, so it's going to be a long afternoon. It's beautiful outside and I just wish that I were outside. So I'm kind of bored and thinking about being bored. I am struggling to not fall asleep at work, which is always fun. I wish that I was more awake and could get some sleep. That said, I'm having a fine day. I wish I didn't have to be here so long, but it's nice to know that I can work longer to make up for taking Friday off. I got a really nice email from Greg's mom, a message from his sister, so looking forward to catching up with his mom this week. I'm just waiting to get through the next couple hours so I can go to the house and get some work done. I am just pulling into the house to do some work. I'm excited to get here. It always seems like when we pull in, it's sunny, though. It's been sunny all day, but it just feels like the sun's out and it's peaceful and it's quiet and I'm excited to get the work done. We are working at the house, pulling up carpet and tearing up staples. I actually just decided to demolish a closet, which is kind of an interesting process. It feels good to get it out. I'm kind of nervous. We were kind of just looking around thinking, oh my god, bare light bulbs, floors, everything's like out and falling apart and it's crazy, but it'll all be worth it in the end. It's just kind of overwhelming now to think, oh my gosh, total zoo. Oh, so keep on keeping on. We just got home from the house and need to grab a bite of dinner and then pick up our apartment. I told Greg I'm weary. Just thinking about what we need to do to make it presentable for Tomoko to come in tomorrow, and that's it. We're kind of sticking to the bare bones. It was a good day at the house, and I'm not looking forward to waking up in the morning. Oh, it's been a long day. We are headed to bed now. We have a little bit more cleaning, and then we are going to bed and starting over again tomorrow. I am thinking how good it's going to feel to climb into bed and fall asleep. I can't wait. I am on my way into work. I am super frustrated. Greg is driving me absolutely insane. Super control freak. I can't even... But that's fine. If that's how he's going to choose to be, he can micromanage every little thing. And at that point, it's his thing. Micromanage everything. At some point, it'll make him crazy and he'll require help. But it's certainly not worth it to argue. And damn, I don't want to argue, but God, is it so hard. Frustrated. So I'm feeling so frustrated and crazy and overwhelmed. I'm trying to understand and remind myself that there's a lot going on and everyone's under stress and little sleep and that it will get better. But my god, I hate this so much. I am so irritated. I am at work and people are driving me crazy, and sometimes I think way too much and I should just do what I'm told and not think about it, even if it doesn't make sense. It'd be so much easier. I am thinking about a million things. I'm thinking about electrical stuff at the house. How are we going to fix it? What's right? Do we rewire the house and spend a ton of money? Do we, I don't know, there's a billion options and everyone has different opinions, so how do we decide what to do? I am thinking that I don't particularly want to be at work. It's kind of driving me crazy. Sort of interesting, but I don't know, it's driving me crazy. So I'm feeling blah, fine, I guess. I don't know. It was funny, I just emailed my friend David called and said, or emailed and said, what's going on? So I emailed him a whole brain dump of all of the things I'm thinking about. And then I thought, oh, I've got to go do my audio recording. Funny how scattered I'll sound, surely. But it's sunny outside, and I brought my meditation book, which is hilarious. So I think I'm going to go sit outside over lunch and read and try to focus on that. Work is actually really busy, and so I'm able to focus on work. It's okay, not too bad. I am so tired this afternoon. It's all I can do to stay awake. I am driving over to the house after a long day of work, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting some stuff done. Though I'm kind of tired and Greg is actually not going to be there. So I'm not necessarily looking forward to it. But I'm looking forward to getting it done. So I don't know. I read this afternoon about focusing on the journey, not the destination. And I think I've not been doing a very good job of that lately. So I'm feeling like I should work on that. I'm at the house. Mom is helping me undo tacks and staples. It's fun. Sometimes it's funny to work with her because she's zipping around and trying to chit-chat. But it's fun. We are having a good time and getting a lot done. We had dinner and now we're working, and of course she brought a ton of fix-it, do-it-yourself books. It's kind of funny. I am headed home from the house. Oh, my hand is just throbbing and sore. I'm tired. I'm kind of discouraged. It was slow going. But I don't know. I just want to get some like paint out so it's brighter and more cheerful and a little cozier. It's kind of depressing right now. Oh, that's my phone ringing. I guess I should probably get that. I am headed home because I'm tired and going to get some sleep. I'm home and I am getting ready to climb into bed. It has been a long day and I am so excited to just climb in bed and rest. How am I feeling? Tired mostly. And I'm thinking almost about nothing, just how good it's going to feel to get into bed. Oh, it's early. I just got up for work. We slept in more than yesterday because I'm so tired. I feel like I have to get up, but I just want to keep sleeping. But the later I get to work, the later I have to stay. So I'm thinking I've got to get up, and it's beautiful and pretty out this morning. Man, I just wish I didn't have to go to work. I am at work, and I am a little sleepy. I'm thinking about the house, and this weekend, Greg's mom comes into town tomorrow morning, and I think it'll be fun. I'm excited to get a bunch of stuff done. It's going to be good to be able to spend the whole day working and focusing. I am super excited. Tired, but excited. It's sunny and pretty out, and I'm thinking I wish I could be outside and not inside, but work is going well. I'm going to get yogurt with Denise, so looking forward to it. I had a nice lunch sitting outside. It was peaceful and pretty and had fun hanging out with Denise. She's super fun. So I'm feeling good and fine about work. Nothing too noteworthy. Wondering how I'm going to get through the rest of the day, though. Boring. The afternoon is going so slowly. I am bored and just thinking, when can I get out of here? I'm thinking about when I can leave. I'm trying to think about what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm not doing a very good job. So I'm just waiting to be done with work, but I'm so glad that this is my last day for a long weekend. Only one more hour and I get to leave, and then I am headed to the house to get some work done. So I'm thinking I can do anything for an hour, right? I'm at the house. I am both furious and relieved. Greg just showed me like a billion times easier way to pull out the staples in the floor. Cannot believe I was doing it the hard way. Mom and I spent hours trying to yank them out with brute force. Really, all you have to do is twist the tool. So irritated. But really, how was I supposed to know that? So it's much easier now. It's still hard, but much easier. So I guess I'm a little relieved. It's going faster than I thought. I'm just getting ready to leave the house. Got a lot of work done, but oh, there's still a lot more I was hoping to get done. Thinking about all the stuff we need to do, but I'm feeling good. I just got off the phone with Lynn. She's a nut. It was fun to chat. Looking forward to this week, and I'm excited for her to have a fun, interesting weekend experience. What else? I'm feeling good that we got a bunch of stuff done. Kind of planning in my head what's next and what we need to do. Looking forward to showering and climbing into bed. I just got up. It's a beautiful morning. I could definitely use the sleep in. It's been some late nights and my body's just tired. Thinking about my to-do list and all the stuff we need to get done. And I'm feeling like I wish I could just go back to sleep. But I'm getting up. It's sunny, so I'm gonna motivate. I picked Greg's mom at the airport. We are headed to the house to show her. I'm kind of excited. I wish I'd cleaned a little, but I'm excited. I am hoping she likes it. And then we're going to go to the hardware store and get stuff started. Can't wait to see the progress. Oh, such a bummer. The floor stripper isn't working. It's getting all gummy and gluey, but Ann and I are doing well together. And it's fun, we'll see. I'm on my way to the hardware store again to get some more stuff in the hopes that it will work, because there's a thing on the floor that's making it like gloppy and goopy and icky. So we will see how this goes. I'm a little nervous.